Weekend Edition essayist Bonnie Wolfe has spent decades searching for the peppermint stick ice cream of her youth in Minneapolis. Gone is the time when just about every city in the country boasted its own ice cream manufacturer. Nostalgically, Bonnie Wolfe gives us the scoop on those days.
Bridgman's is gone, but that vintage hangout with the incredible looping counter pops into my head whenever I think about ice cream. The summer cry was, "Meet me at Bridgman's." In my wet bathing suit, I'd ride my bike there to meet my friends and eat pink ice cream with chips of peppermint stick candy. Bridgman's was the home of the Lollapalooza, 8 scoops of ice cream smothered in butterscotch, pineapple, and strawberry toppings with nuts, cherries, and a sliced banana. My friend Mike once actually ate a whole one. Something like 95% of Americans eat ice cream. Who are those other 5%? Most of the time, we're all pretty happy to make do with some nationally produced chocolate fudge mocha. But our hearts belong to the hometown brand. Many neighborhood ice cream parlors are gone, but some local products still thrive. Bridgman's ice cream is available throughout the upper Midwest. My son's friend Rory is from Cincinnati. He says that means Grater's ice cream runs through his veins like life's blood. Rory's an actor, but I don't think he's being overly dramatic. Coconut is the flavor of the month in August, and his aunt stockpiles it for the year. Sig, also from Cincinnati, says his 90-year-old mother packs Grater's ice cream in dry ice and sends it to deprived relatives in Florida. This happens all over. Ryan, another of my son's friends, grew up in Sacramento. Summer nights there meant Gunther's ice cream. His dad was in a softball league, and every Thursday after the game, they'd go to Gunther's. On his own, Ryan preferred Vic's, a little black-and-white checkered neighborhood place where his mom still gets her hot fudge sundaes. His aunt from San Diego carries a pint of Vic's hot fudge back home with her on the plane after a visit. People in San Francisco practically weep when talking about Mitchell's. On a recent pilgrimage, the line snaked out the door. But good things come to those who wait. Seasonal flavors like cantaloupe and white peach, unusual tastes like Thai tea and cinnamony Mexican chocolate, and the totally unexpected purple yam and avocado. But even Mitchell's didn't have peppermint stick. I've heard they have it at Grater's in Cincinnati. Maybe Sig's mom will send me some.
Washington writer Bonnie Wolfe eats ice cream at every opportunity. We Googled peppermint stick ice cream and found that Bonnie can find a number of ice cream manufacturers around the country that make peppermint stick.